Union leaders say contract talks broke down earlier this week when Goodyear refused to make a commitment not to close any more plants in North America. On the picket line outside the company's plant in Sun Prairie, Greg Lipto, the vice president of Union Local 104, says workers have agreed to a pension freeze and an increase in health care premiums, but they're not willing to compromise on plant closures.
They want to close down the Union plants, and they want to ship all the tire business over to China, and they want to ship some to Mexico. So they want to take all the business away from North America, and they want to ship them overseas. And we want to protect our union jobs. We know how to make tires over here. You know, we've proven that we can make a good quality product over here. We don't need to ship it somewhere else.
In a news release, Goodyear's chief negotiator, Jim Allen, says the company will not knowingly create a competitive disadvantage with its foreign-owned competition. Bob Wise, who's worked as a machine operator at the Sun Prairie plant for 28 years, says the strike will last as long as it takes to win the union's demands.
We will be here round the clock, 24/7, 7 days a week. We will last one day longer than the company. We're not asking for a huge raise. Invest in our plants, make us competitive.
The company says it's implemented a strike contingency plan to minimize the strike's impact on customers. The walkout affects 12 American plants and 4 in Canada that employ a total of 15,000 workers. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.